This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In most years, the USDA November WASDE report does not make significant changes to the yield and production forecasts for soybeans. That's most years. We will hear more from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer next.
Ten hut.
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north field and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
In most years, the USDA November WASDE report does not make significant changes to the yield and production forecast for soybeans between October and November.
This is not one of those years.
That's USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. He says that last Friday's WASDE report provided a November surprise by cutting the previous soybean yield estimate by nearly 1.5 bushels per acre.
And that drives down production 121 million bushels from the previous estimate last month. So that's a pretty big change from October to November. As a matter of fact, if I'm doing the math right, it is the biggest change in November from October since 2012.
2012 was a drought year throughout the Midwest. The yield change lowered USDA's production estimate from October by 3%, down to 4.46 billion bushels. Meyer says the immediate market reaction to the WASDE report was generally positive.
We're up about 3 cents on corn, and we're up about 5 to 6 cents on beans. And so again, some response, but pretty moderated. And again, on the bean side, a pretty big late season yield surprise, but with still a pretty plentiful carryout, which is really going to temper the market's ability to push those prices higher.
That was USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.